Now we talk of elements of job offers. So job description. It lists all the terms and conditions of the job, such as the roles and responsibilities of the job compensation, benefit details, and work location. When I talk of job description, the focus is that the description has to be put forward with clarity because it will be related to recruitment and hiring. Another very important for job description, it is to understand the true potential of a candidate, right? It is outlining or stating very clearly rather the responsibilities, that what is expected from that individual, right? So we are clearly defining. So it sets the standard for defining what is it that is expected of a candidate. So here we talk of all the concepts, the roles, responsibilities, the salary package, what benefits, right, will a candidate avail. So it avail, sorry. It can also include the name of the company, information like day-to-day responsibilities, and start date at your workplace. Definitely, it has to have the start date at your workplace because this is a very clearly defined, letter. When I talk of job offer letter, it is something that is very specific. So you need to know, say you've got three job offer letters. So you need to know which organization, what is it in terms of roles and responsibilities, what are the benefits and if you get at all any, right? What are the benefits you're going to avail? Before that comes your compensation, salary structure, package, remuneration. All that has to be very clearly defined. Make sure your role aligns with your skills, interests, and career goals. You can ask questions about your job duties and expectations. Questions such as, what exactly will be my role? So somewhere it is very important and necessary for you to know what will you really be responsible for, because is it somewhere linked to your long-term career goals, the kind of work that you do? Somewhere you need to be able to express that you are exactly having those goals as that of the organization. You are exactly able to compete, deal, work in that organization because you have that knack and skill. So actually it is all about your responsibilities. Now, when can you take responsibility for a particular job? When you have those skills, qualifications, that ability. More than anything, that ability. When I take up a particular job, that means when I take up a particular kind of work which I'm going to do in my day-to-day life, I need to understand that I have that skill to do so. I need to understand my progress but also my limitations. I need to understand how much I can contribute and move ahead for the betterment of my own career as well as the progress of the organization. Third point, start date and work schedule performance standards. A start date is a schedule day and the month and year at work to commence. Definitely, if you're expected to start from the 1st of August 2024, so you need to know that, right? Now, it is important to negotiate your start date at job so that you have enough time to complete your prior commitments. We just discussed this a few slides back, that you can always mention that I would be happy to start right away, or I would have been happier if I would have started even last week, but there are a few commitments that I need to complete. Because once I start working here, then there will be no looking back. So definitely, I do not want anything to come in my way of commitments for my new job. See, make them feel that you are genuine, you're dedicated, you're committed. Make the employer or make the hiring manager, the recruiter feel that, look, once I start with this, then definitely there's no way I'm going to digress or think of other aspects. So it's better that I finish all my responsibilities. But you know what? That also means that you have to give them a date whereby you have to convince that you have to start at the earliest. Right? So you have to think over how are you going to put it forward in your current job if you want to quit? What can you really do so that you start at the earliest? All those aspects you have to be able to clarify. It is all about how you clarify, how you express, and how you really, you know, put it forward in terms of effective information so that even when you leave a particular job, you leave in a dignified manner. See, that is why we always say that wherever you're working, if things are not going fine, you don't have to really flare up or get angry. Yes, your tone may change, but you have to leave in a dignified manner. Show respect to others and towards yourself. Today, if I shout, I'm not showing respect to my own self because that is not me, right? What is our true nature? To be at ease, to be calm. Especially when you realize that the situation is out of control, it is best to be calm. So you've really got to handle yourself well and conduct yourself well, right? Pay or salary depends on your skill and performance, definitely. Even if you bargain, if you negotiate, right? Negotiation, we've discussed before. When you bargain also, you have to understand you do not argue. You refrain from taking a higher tone, right? So how do you express your worthiness? So pay or salary depends on your skills and performance. Perks, benefits, health insurance, and retirement plans will be discussed and mentioned, right? We've discussed benefits and health insurance and perks before, right? Performance standards are derived from the organization's objectives and specific objectives of the job. Do you fit in? Do you really fit in the sense that are you a worthy candidate to really live up to our expectations in terms of the tasks that are expressed? Correct? Then we will feel you're a worthy candidate. And even once you're hired, please prove yourself from time to time. You cannot be slack. See, if you want to climb the ladder of success, prove yourself from time to time. Signature. At will employment, it can be made clear by the employer that the terms and condition of employment can be terminated anytime. That's why it's written at will. So an employer can, as per his or her own convenience, terminate your employment. You know, this is considered appropriate because it's mentioned there. So you cannot argue, you cannot debate, you cannot create an issue. Because if it is clearly mentioned at will, that means it is my will that I can terminate your services anytime. So that is why we tell you always be careful, read your offer letter well, understand the advantages and disadvantages. Right? That's what it is. Termination clause, next one, it is created to control the termination of an employment between an employer and employee. This again, it is of great standing. When I say great standing, this is something which has to be acceptable. You cannot consider this illegal if your services are terminated much prior the time. That means they are not happy with the way you're accomplishing your task. They're not happy with the way you're putting forward effort. They may just feel that you are not worthy of this designation. It could be anything. You cannot really argue. Now we talk of compensation, an overview of compensation. Compensation, in simple words, salary, package, remuneration. Compensation refers to the monetary payment given to an employee in exchange for their services. Whatever you get in terms of your salary or package is called compensation. Now, every individual always feels that I am getting paid less. Everybody feels that. Well, I personally feel that what are you getting? Where can you progress? How much further can you really achieve? if you're getting a better job offer after working in one organization for 8-10 years, you feel now I want to see better prospects in terms of, you know, my salary package, then you decide in terms of what is the work going to be where you're looking for a job. You decide. So what is in my control? When I say you decide, what can I decide? What kind of a job am I looking for? Can I get a 20%, 30% hike out there with my experience, right? So a lot depends on how you're able to, again, convince. So what is the kind of work are you doing? How are you going to make a difference to the people in that organization through your work? All those aspects. So at workplace, compensation is earned by employees and it includes the salaries and benefits given to an employee, right? So the benefits that you avail also depends on a lot of factors such as your designation. The benefits that you avail will be the deciding factor based on, of course, what is your salary and various other aspects. Compensation includes base salary. That means what is it that is actually your salary? And then you talk of sick leave, travel allowance, your insurance, which can be done through the company, right? Bonus and paid time off. Paid time off, as the word suggests, you are getting time that is for yourself, but you are paid for it. So it you take that leave, but you are paid for it, right? Paid time off is also called personal time off, right? It is compensated time away from work. So you're not at your workplace, but you're compensated for the time. You're getting paid. You're getting your remuneration and salary. So it is compensated time away from work provided by the employer. So the employee can use this time as vacation days, sick days, or even personal days off. How you utilize that time, that is up to you. Say you want to study for further certifications and examinations. So you utilize that time, right? Thus, compensation involves all the expenses that you pay, such as commission, overtime, insurance plans, and it could also include a wide range of monetary and non-monetary rewards. I've discussed with you in the past slides, right, that you talk of, say, someone giving you a company car, someone giving you a mobile, right? I spoke of health insurance benefits that you can get as an employee, where the employer pays for your insurance. So you are not worried if, God forbid, there's an emergency, right? So all of it is discussed. Now we talk of steps for negotiation compensation. First is conduct appropriate research. For any candidate to determine his or her true value, pay scale is a system that determines how much an employee is to be paid as salary or wages. I may have a fixated idea as to how much I can get in terms of salary. But pay scale is an American data company that helps employers understand their sense of worth. And it is an accurate website to compare your salary. So you would always want to know where you stand. You would always want to know what is it that you can really get or avail in terms of your salary and package. So PayScale definitely will give you an idea, right? In the previous slides, we discussed another example slide door, correct? Sorry. In the previous slides, we discussed another example glass door, right? This can be viewed on the website. We're talking of pay scale. When I say know your value, don't underestimate yourself. Neither should you overestimate yourself. Figure out what exactly you can negotiate for. So this is about understanding your own value in the market. And it is important in negotiating your salary. Definitely, once you understand where you are standing in terms of package or salary, then it can definitely be a deciding factor for you to know how well you can negotiate. See, because when I want to negotiate, I have to have substantial and concrete information with me. I can't determine my value based on my ego, arrogance, and what I have done so far. It also has to be based on reality. Reality here is figuring out and understanding the background checks which I do. That means, what is it in, you know, today's market in terms of the designation that is really, you know, available, or that can be the deciding factor, what one deserves. So it is all first understanding where you are, what have you done so far, and your achievements, and what has been your contribution and your experience. Next, the negotiation compensation aspect, ask for a higher salary. Well, one of the biggest challenges is negotiating your salary and to ask for a higher range when submitting your request. If you have the confidence to not compromise with your salary, then that can be an option too. But then you have to be ready to wait. Then it also depends on what the designation is all about, right? So if you're looking for the post of a manager or general manager, then it depends that you have enough experience and you're willing to negotiate and you have asked for a higher reach. Asking for more than what you want will reflect on your self-confidence. So again, what is it that you really should be deserving versus what is it that you've really asked for? There's a big difference, right? That's what it is. Be professional and polite. Whenever you communicate to the employer, and if it is related to compensation and package, it is important to keep a check on your tone and show respect. That is most crucial. I've told you before, courtesy is very important, showing respect, right? Conclusion. Thus, a job offer is an agreement that binds both the parties, the employer and the employee. Employers need to make a clear offer to the candidate, and it also determines that the candidate is the best fit for the job in terms of the skills, expertise, qualifications, job titles, duties, and responsibilities. So all of this is discussed somewhere or the other, right? We've spoken of you having the traits, qualities, skills, aptitude, ability. That's very important. When I talk of duties and responsibilities, what exactly will be your role as per that designation, right? The employer can focus on a positive relationship with the employee and create a conducive work environment and set the right tone for employment relationship. So definitely a lot depends on the employer, because it is he or she who will create that kind of environment which will make the individual feel that a lot can be done for the employee, so that the employee feels that sense of belongingness through the employer. See, the way an employer treats his employees, the way an employer focuses on creating a positive environment, all this needs to be looked into. Lastly, the candidate accepts the employment offer and begins working for the company, the employer can plan an orientation and onboarding process, right? Welcoming you. That is a very important aspect. Welcoming you, sending that kind of a message that you have just joined the organization, will give you a sense of contentment and satisfaction. See, what can be really done to make an employee feel that sense of contentment? So from the start, if I talk of the day you are welcomed, the orientation, the way you are, you know, treated, respected, the way you are introduced to others, that is one aspect. Another important aspect is also that when I talk of employee benefits, once you are actually working, you feel that as an employee, you are given certain benefits which will more likely make you retain that job. Certain employment benefits are also created to attract or have access to more people who are willing to work. Employee benefits can also make you feel, the benefits given to you as an employee can also make you feel that you are availing or making use of such benefits, which is really kind of helping you on a lot of fronts, right? So all these aspects are going to make you prove your talent better because you know that you're getting a lot of benefits. So you are working harder. You are able to showcase your talents in a more appropriate way, and this will make both the employer and the employee dependent, interdependent rather, and move towards success. We have completed this chapter. Thank you.